Hello, my name is Christy. You've reached the Alabama Department of Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you were having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Well, in Baldwin County, there's only one testing site that's free, so, and it's only open 2 days a week, so no, that's not why I'm calling. My doctor at Mayo Clinic has, this is the only number I could find that I've called that might, could answer a question, but I was trying to find out if anyone has any idea when people with chronic health conditions like cancer, that sort of thing, will be able to get a vaccine.
Right now, to actually get pre-registered, the only thing they're asking is your county and your age. And then the actual health department, whenever they get the information, that's how they will go from there as far as putting them in different categories.
Well, see, I'm under 65. I'm 56. But at this time, my doctors at Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida, were going to get me to drive there to get a shot, okay? And, well, now Florida, there's only doing Floridians according to my doctor's office. So they
really?
Told me, yes. That's what some kind of new something DeSantis did. But so right now I'm having to do all my Mayo Clinic visits. I have one kidney because of kidney cancer. Now my one kidney has cancer, and it's some kind of rare, freaky thing, and that's how I ended up at Mayo Clinic. So,
oh, my goodness.
So I can't even leave my house, and it was destroyed by Hurricane Sally, so I'm currently in a condo while they're rebuilding it. And, you know, and they're telling me that other states are, you know, doing people with chronic health conditions, which they said I would fit. But, you know, it didn't – I know it lists it for 1C, but they didn't – they told me they checked the website, and they couldn't find out when 1C was planning on being implemented. And the nurse practitioner that called me, she's from Mississippi but works at Jacksonville Mayo Clinic, and she says she knows they're doing it in Mississippi, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Mississippi's doing it. Mississippi's doing it. You know, usually – Mississippi's at the bottom of the totem pole, not Alabama, you know. So they don't even want me to venture to Mayo with, you know, with everything going on for my appointment, and I've been doing telehealth. But, you know, my, you know, the doctor's saying, you know, I need it, and I was just trying to find out. There's no way of knowing, is it? I may never get one. I may die from cancer before it's ever available to me.
Oh, my goodness.
Know?
Well, that's. Don't say that, but
well, you know, I got one kidney. I already had kidney cancer. It was removed, and now this one has it. So odds are pretty much against me, but I've been doing good because I've been able to go once a month to Mayo. But the last 2 months, because things are so crazy in Alabama, they didn't even want me to venture to Jacksonville, you know, because they know my situation. I'm in a condo, not my house. And I'm dealing with snowbirds, you know, that aren't wearing masks. They think they're invincible, you know. And so I'm just stuck at a condo, you know. My husband has gone on a leave of absence, so he doesn't have to go to work and come in because so many people he's worked with has had it, afraid to give it to me. So I'm just, we're stuck here, basically,
yes,
you know. All right, then. So suicide's always an option, I guess, though. So, all right, thank you.